This is Rutherford Issues, hitting right at what matters most to all of us here in the heart of Tennessee.
Welcome back in. Miss Terry Page is joining us here in studio from the Better Business Bureau, and it's about time to get your shred on.
It's about time to get your shred on. It absolutely is.
Now, people are saying, okay, they have lost their mind. What in the world are we talking about? But Shred Day is coming up this Saturday, right?
It is coming up this Saturday. We will be at Lowe's on Old Fort Parkway from 9 a.m. till 12 noon. And it is a great way for you to protect your identity.
That's what it's all about,
I guess. That's exactly what it's all about. The Better Business Bureaus nationwide have a national shred day twice a year, once in April and once in October. And it's free to the public. Well, it's free to businesses. All you have to do is just gather it all together, bring it to us. It's Shred On Site by Thomas at Max Shred. And we'll help you unload it. We'll give you a bag with some good tips and information in it, and you can be on your way and know that your identity is protected from someone that might dumpster dive or garbage can dive. So,
since talking to you and prior to you when Beth was coming on and joining us, I've become very paranoid by anything I get in the mail.
Absolutely.
You know, and even if it's typical junk mail, or you get you're pre-approved for a credit card, I put that in my box that I want to shred. I don't want anyone else to get that, because
right,
they could easily forge my name and get a credit card in my name, I guess.
That's exactly right. That it can be duplicated, it can be used online if they got that information. And goodness knows, it's Wednesday, and Monday and Tuesday both I got information, a letter from my credit cards. Both packages had checks in them. Pre-printed checks, just use it and it'd be charged. So you do want to keep that information and those things out of someone's hands that's less reputable than you or a scammer. You don't want that out and about, because in the past 2 years, more than 18 million Americans have been victims of identity-related fraud. And it's taken $37 billion, with a B, wow, dollars to clean that up. So that's a lot of money, a lot of time, and this is one way that you can just get beyond that. Will be all the old bank statements, so on and so forth. If you're unsure, you can go online to gobbb.org. There's a retention record schedule. You can click on it. It coincides with the IRS, and it'll tell you how long you need to keep things and when you can get rid of them. So all those that it's time to get rid of and get out of the garage and out of the closets, please feel free to bring it by.
Terry, as you were talking about scams, I just did a keyword search on our website on scam. Okay, and I wanted to mention a couple of these to you just to hear what's going on here. 28-year-old Murfreesboro man, victim of fraud. Someone filed taxes under the victim's name, filed a tax refund check, got that tax refund check from the IRS, and we know of at least three, and this would make four, that happened. The IRS is investigating all of these cases, but that's just in Murfreesboro that
right,
were police reports filed in the city. That's one recent scam that has gone on. This is another, and this one's kind of quieted down just a little bit, and there's kind of a common thread, so bear with me here. An unknown man posing as a bail bondsman taking money from Hispanics. And would ask them to meet him at various locations along Broad Street to try to get a relative out of jail. So the person would actually give the money to that person, and then they're gone. Their relative's still in jail. All of that, let's see, there was another one here that I, an email inviting a secret shopper, and you got a check. They wanted you to send by Western Union. part of that check back. They're out of their money. All the scammers are so creative, but this is stuff that's going on right here in our backyard.
Right here in our backyard. I had a gentleman come to the office this afternoon with a secret shopper check for $3,900. Mm-hmm. They wanted him to deposit it and to Western Union. He could keep $400 and Western Union $3,500 back to them. And he said, "Can you do anything about it?" And I said, "Actually, no, because they come from everywhere. Just beware. Those checks are no good. Usually those checks are stolen, and they are legitimate business checks that have been stolen, forged, reprinted. And so if you look that business up, it's there. It's doing business. But why would they need a secret shopper, you know?"
Yeah, really.
So you don't want to deposit those checks, because in 10 to 14 days, you're going to get a return deposit charge. And then the money that you've sent, the $3,500 you've wired to these people, there's no tracing it. There is no getting it back.
That is so scary. And how they take advantage, like in that about the fake bail bondsman. You know, they're taking advantage of a situation where that person may not fully understand the English language and fully understand how things work.
Exactly.
That's what scammers are going to do. They're going to take advantage of people.
Advantage of people. You know, that's just, we always talk about that with roofers. Mm-hmm. With so many businesses, it's not just individuals. But you just have to beware. And that's a shame that it is with Hispanics, because as you said, they probably do not. There is a language, a difficulty,
sure,
with the language. But yeah, they come up with so many ways to separate you and your money. It is amazing. I did see the television article on the IRS. Mm-hmm. And the refunds that are being hijacked. And I believe that has to do with e-filing, I do believe,
yeah,
filing online. But so, yeah, you need to watch that too. You
got
to
be very, very, very careful. Terry Page with the Better Business Bureau joining us. You remembered, you mentioned roofers, and that is obviously something that is very big now because of the storms that we've had in recent months. And it, you know, we've had a great stretch of beautiful weather, but still there's a backlog of roofers coming in, and you're still answering calls about roofing scams, right?
We get calls every day, and we've done another media release because of it. We're always on these roofers. They come in from out of town, and I actually heard that, I was told by a reputable source, that a company had came into town and brought over 200 salespeople with them. And they are just taking money and signing contracts, having consumers sign contracts all over town, all of the surrounding counties. So they've been totally blanketed. But you do want to be very careful. You always need to check with your insurance company about your policy coverage and specific filing requirements. Save all your receipts if you had to do temporary repairs, like buy a tarp, because you should get those reimbursed. If it's major repairs, please take the time to shop around and get 3 to 4 estimates based on the same specifications and materials that will be used. Be very careful of door-to-door workers who claim to have leftover materials from a job down the street. Be leery if a worker shows up on your doorstep to announce that your home's unsafe. Require a written contract, very important, with anyone you hire.
And read it.
Read it, absolutely. Make sure everything is on it, such as their name, address, license number, phone numbers. Don't sign a blank contract. I've had that also. And I know that it's a hard time for people when their homes are damaged, and it's an emotional time. You want everything back to normal. Please don't do that. Watch what goes on. Ask for references. Check those references. Check with your local licensing. Please call the Better Business Bureau. That's what we're there for. We're there to help you. I can walk you through how to use online at gobb.org, or I can do it personally for you while we're on the phone. Also, this is something new. Beware of any company that offers to pay your insurance deductible, because they will more than likely recoup those costs by inflating their estimate to your insurance company. So never ever pay in full for all those repairs in advance, and do not pay cash. If you can use a credit card, that's great. That's great, because you can put, we recommend you do it in thirds. Pay a third at the beginning with a deposit, another third when it's 50 to 75% finished, and then the balance when you are completely satisfied. Never ever sign anything that says you're happy until you're happy.
If you give them that last payment, you will not see them again.
That's exactly right. And in that contract, it's very important. A lot of people don't think about this. Have them write down the type of roofing you're getting, the manufacturing, and the color. Get a complete scope of the work that's going to be done, including material and labor cost. Have these all broken down on your proposal or estimate. Mm-hmm. And who's going to be responsible for repairing or replacing exterior landscape or interior finishes that may get damaged during the cost of the, during the work on the roof, if something were to leak down or something. Make sure that your contract contains language that addresses who's responsible if that damage occurs. If it's going to be you are solely responsible for that, or the roofer. You need approximate starting and completion dates, payment procedures, length of warranty, and what's covered. Is it just the roof warranty? Is it workmanship, water leakage? And who's going to haul away old roofing materials and or project waste? So, or is there going to be an extra charge for you?
Yeah.
So I do recommend that everyone, we have great local businesses, contractors, and I suggest everyone use someone local. Don't, just because they've got a local phone number, a lot of these are prepaid cellular phones mm-hmm. that have been bought in the area. And check out their driver's license. Check out the license plate. Because when someone from Minnesota, if your roof is leaking 6 months down the road, are they going to come back and fix that?
No way.
No way. I tend to doubt that too, Brian.
You may hear this and you're thinking, well, this doesn't happen here. Just 2 weeks ago, this was a news story that we had on our website and on the air. And it reads, for the second time in the past 2 weeks, so there have been at least two, and this was very recent, someone called the police department saying they were ripped off by a fictitious roofing company. This person lived on federal court here in town, paid $4,500 for materials, but the roofer never showed back up. The victim says the man behind the scam said his name was Chad O'Glaughlin, and police are trying to find suspects and see if it's a hoax or whatnot. It is a hoax. This person who came just walked away with $4,500, and if they ask for material money up front?
No. But this person that you just spoke about that contrived this hoax mm-hmm. came into town and took over one of our local businesses' names and got wow. a P.O. box, everything printed up. Also said he was a member of the Better Business Bureau.
Because they took the name of a BBB
they
member,
did.
Huh?
They did. Wow. They took over a local contractor, roofing contractor's name and all of his credentials, and is using that. And I've spoken with both of these people. So it's out there. You can never be too sure.
Well, that's happening here in our community.
That's right.
So you have to be careful.
Now, had this person phoned the Better Business Bureau, we would have been able to tell them who the principal of the company was, when it started, phone numbers could be checked. So you can never be too sure.
I bet if you talk to this Chad guy and said, well, let me talk to your boss, Joe Smith, or whatever
right.
the name of the company is. That probably would have startled him, maybe away.
That's right. That's exactly right. But that's a shame mm-hmm. because you got a consumer. The insurance has already paid it. They're not going to pay it again.
No.
And that if they've got a leak or missing shingles, eventually it will leak. And this consumer has no recourse except to take it out of pocket.
I just felt like we've had so many stories on our website lately, and I think what we try to do here is to raise awareness, to keep people on their toes, but it still happens. And I'm sure you see that in your job and what you do. These things still happen, many of the same phone calls. So as informed as we can be and get that information out there, I think at that point, you have to, as a consumer, you have to take it upon yourself to be very diligent.
Exactly. You do. You have to do your homework. Don't be paying your stupid tax, you know.
Yeah.
Just don't do that. Watch out for your family, your home. Guard your personal information. Always contact us. That's what the Better Business, that's our primary function, is to promote and foster ethical relationships between the public through voluntary self-regulation and business, mm-hmm. through voluntary self-regulation and consumer education. And it's all totally free. And we actually do that, Brian, without taking any federal dollars.
It's you know, a great business model. I mean, it works.
It works.
It protects businesses. It protects consumers. And it's very unbiased. I mean, there are times that if a business is not, and if they're a member of the BBB and they're not fulfilling their obligation, then they're no longer accredited business.
That's exactly you know? Right. If they don't uphold those 13 standards that they sign an agreement they will do, we will go out and work with them.
Mm-hmm.
We have all sorts of classes. We can help them curtail a pattern of complaints, help them with customer service. Wherever they're weak, we can help them to correct that. But yeah, and if they don't, after all of that help and a period of time, they are no longer with the Better Business
yeah.
Bureau.
Also, one thing that is going on in our community, and we want to touch on this too for a second, is debt collectors who are not really debt collectors.
That's exactly right. There's been a rash of those calls, and consumers and a lot of our small businesses, they're receiving demanding and threatening calls from persons who say they're representatives of a debt collection agency. Even after these consumers and businesses dispute the calls, they continue to get calls all night, all day. And they've acquired personal information which is helping them to persuade the person, the consumer, to think maybe it is their debt. Then they call back. They say they're attorneys or they're with the government, and they threaten to have warrants issued and bank accounts attached. So, of course, all you have to do is hand over your credit card number,
mm-hmm.
and we'll settle that right now on the spot and make it a little less. So,
don't
beware.
Do
don't do it.
Absolutely. Keep that information close at hand. Terry, again, a good way to make sure that your identity is safe is to dispose of old bank statements and things of that nature at the Shred Day, which is coming up this Saturday. Why don't you give us the details on that again?
We'll be at Lowe's at Old Fort Parkway from 9 a.m. till 12 noon, rain or shine. And I've done both. And we'll be happy to help you. We'll help you unload if you need help. It'll be Shred on site. You can watch it. It's free of charge. We welcome everyone.
And that is this Saturday. Bring your boxes and
bags,
whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
And you can watch it just be obliterated.
Obliterated. And you're doing a good thing because all of that shredded paper is recycled.
How about that? Terry, it is always a pleasure, and we'll see you on Saturday out there at the Shred Day at the Lowe's.
I appreciate it, Brian. You have a great afternoon.
All right, you too. Miss Terry Page joining us from the Better Business Bureau here on WGNS. A quick break, and we'll wrap it all up here in a second.